Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the weekly Jumpstart call with Discover Life Church. My name is Tracy Braswell, and I will be your host for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining. As we begin to jumpstart our day this morning, I would like you all to turn to Scripture, John 5, verses 5 through 9, and we're going to read about the man who was at the pool for 38 years. And so while you all take the time to pull that up, I'll go ahead and open with a moment of prayer, and then we'll get right into jumpstarting our day. Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We honor you. We glorify you. We give you all praises, oh God. And Father, we just ask that on this day that you would just be with us as we go through our day, that you would guide us, that you would direct us, oh God, that you would use us, oh God, so that we might be utilized to encourage someone, to equip someone, to educate someone, oh God. Father, we just, we thank you for the things that we take for granted, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and for strength. Father, we just ask that you would just be with us as we deliver this message today, and that that we learn from it, that we glean from it, and that we are better for it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay. So, again, we are going to be looking at John 5, verses 5 through 9. I'm reading from the King James Version. I'm just going to read a snippet of the story, and then I'm going to give you a couple of other scriptures for you to take a look at your leisure. But, again, we're at John 5, starting at verse 5. King James Version says, "And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie, and he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath." The other scriptures that I want you to go back and read at your leisure is Mark 5, 33 through 34, and that's the familiar story with the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, and also Luke 17, verses 12 through 9, and that one is another familiar story. That's the 10 lepers that were healed by Jesus. And so while these scriptures are traditionally, when they're taught, it's really about getting a physical healing, right? So the woman with the issue of blood getting healed, and the 10 lepers getting healed, and the man at the pool, they're all getting a physical healing. I also believe that they're talking about quality of life. So what I hear when Jesus asks, will you be made whole, is, will you live your best life? And so that's what I want to talk to you about briefly today, is living your best life. And I want to talk about four mindsets that I believe that we need to have if we're actually going to live our best lives. And it's, I'll present it in a way where it's kind of like a comparison. And so the first one that I want to talk about is having a mindset to be better, not bitter, right? So we all have to want to be better. And so with the three that I referenced, the woman with the issue of blood, the 10 lepers, and the man at the pool, all three, I believe, had a commonality, which was they all wanted to be healed. They all wanted to get well. They all wanted to be made whole. And so we also have to be mindful, you know, when we are going through life and we're faced with certain situations or certain circumstances, do we want to be made whole? do we want to live our best life, right? Or will we just settle for something less? One of the reasons why I love the story about the 10 lepers is in that story, the one leper turns back and he goes back to give thanks. And while the others were healed, this one says, you know, Jesus stops and says to him, you've been made whole. And that to me just said that the other nine lepers, while they received something, they definitely received healing, they didn't get what that 10th leper received. They settled for, hey, I'm doing a little bit better, but he wanted even more than that. And so I think he wanted his best life. The other thing in regarding to those three is in all those three scenarios, these are people who have been ostracized by the people who've been around them, right? So the woman with the issue of blood, you know, she's been ostracized because theoretically she should not even be in this crowd. She's supposed to be off on her own because she was considered unclean. The lepers, you know, when they called out to Jesus, they were standing afar off. Again, they're considered unclean. The man at the pool, he's literally being ignored. People are stepping over him so that they could get their own healings, right? And all three of them in those scenarios, they could have turned bitter by their circumstances. But instead, they all were determined to become better. They all persisted and persevered so that they could live their best lives. So that's number one. Number two, we need to have mindsets. We need to have minds that have that expects, not endures. All right. So all three of these stories really talk about people who have an expectation of being healed. And so there are so many times in our lives when we just learn how to endure, right? We get into certain situations, circumstances, relationships, whatever the case may be, right? And we just figure out how to endure it, right? We'll just get through it. We're just really almost in survival mode. But what I want to encourage us today is endurance or enduring should really be a season, not a lifestyle, right? And so we know that in Ecclesiastes, it says that there's a season for everything, right? And that includes a season of endurance, right? It doesn't say that we should endure for a lifestyle. It says we've been made to endure for a night, right? So that means that there's a season. It's a cutoff period. And so we just have to be mindful of that if we're going to live our best lives. We want to make sure that we have expectation. Real quickly, what I've noticed in working with people in terms of helping them to manage their money, people who've had some level of wealth, when we talk about investments, they always expect that their investments will have a good return. They expect to earn money. Versus when I work with clients who have not necessarily accumulated a large amount of wealth, their expectation levels are so much lower, and it's almost as if they're enduring the stock market. And a lot of times what they do is if they don't change their mindset, they wind up pulling their money out, and then they lock in their losses. And so they wind up just enduring instead of expecting, and then they get what their mindset called for. Oftentimes we'll miss the mark of living out our best life because we just have no expectation, or we have very little expectations of anything getting better or working out in our favor. We just have to remember that we have to raise the bar on our expectations. Okay. Number three, we have to have mindsets that seek and not stay stuck. And so oftentimes we can't live our best lives because we're stuck in our situations and circumstances. And I believe that there's two areas where we often get stuck, and that's fear and faith. Excuse me. So we get stuck in fear. A lot of times it's our own fears. But we also tend to get stuck on fears from others, right? So the leper, and the lady with the issue of blood, they're ostracized because others fear their condition, right? And so if we want to live our best life, we cannot be bound by other people's fears. Bad enough dealing with our own fears, but we certainly can't take on other people's fears. When we take on other people's fears, we wind up limiting our ability to pursue our purpose and God's promises for our lives. The woman with the issue of blood, she went outside of those boundaries, right? She took a chance and she pressed through the crowd. Not only did she press the boundaries of others, but she pressed her own boundaries. I'm sure that this was outside of her comfort zone because she's been in this condition for 12 years. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we don't get stuck in fear. We also have to make sure we don't get stuck with our faith, right? And sometimes how we get stuck with our faith is we're believing in the wrong things and the wrong people, right? We can get stuck just because other people don't have the ability to see our vision or our hopes or our dreams. But the scripture tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that God knows his plans for us to give us a hope and a future. But a lot of times we waste time and putting our faith in worrying about how other people view us. The scripture that describes the man at the pool, he's described as impotent. And I looked up that word, and it says that it's ineffective, powerless, fruitless, weak, useless, and worthless. And so what I want to remind us about is don't get stuck because how other people view us, right? So he's being viewed as impotent, not important. And so because they look at him as impotent, he has no importance to them, which is why they're willing to just step over him to get to the pool. But Jesus says to the man at the pool, will you be healed, right? And so when I heard that, what I heard was, will you be effective? Will you be powerful? Will you be fruitful? Will you be strong? Will you be worthy? Will you be valuable? And so I want to remind us to seek out what God says about us, not what man says. And then the last one is if we're going to live our best lives, we have to have a mindset of triumph, not trouble. All of us know somebody who looks at the glasses half empty, right? And so we call those negative Nancys, right? Negative Nellies. So we got to make sure that we are willing to put some distance between those types of folks. We have to focus on becoming victorious and not staying the victim, right? So often we don't get to live our best lives because we've created a narrative of being the forever victim. We have to remember to take our eyes off the trouble. That's God's work. That's what he does. He's already given us the victory. We've already won. Again, I'm going to just give you a recap, and I'm going to give you an easy way, I think, to remember what we just discussed. I don't know if you've been taking notes, but if you did, you would have noticed that I spelled out the word best. So our mindset has to be better. Our mindsets have to have expectancy. Our mindsets, we have to have a mind of seeking. And we have to have a mind of triumph. And that spells out best. And so I want to encourage us all to really find ways to live our best life. And so, Father, we just thank you for, you know, the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us, plans to give us a hope and a future. Father, we thank you because you desire for us to live our best lives. And Father God, we thank you for better minds. We thank you for higher levels of the devil is a lie. We thank you, Father, for higher levels of expectancy. Father, we thank you. We seek your face. We seek your will for our lives. We seek the promises you have for our lives. And finally, Father, we thank you that as we triumph, we thank you for the victories that we've won. We thank you for the victories that we will win. And Father, as we go about the rest of our day, please watch over us, oh God. Please guide us. Please direct us. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we glorify your name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So before we conclude, I just want to remind you that we have, we want to thank you, number one, for joining us on today. And we want to remind you that we have church on this Sunday, in person and online, at 10:30. You can go to our website for more information at discoverlifega.org. If you have any prayer requests, please send them to prayer@discoverlifega.org. And again, we want to thank you all for joining, and we want to just speak blessings over your day. God bless.